Senator, do you like to eat? It depends, Senator. It depends. If you like to eat, you should be for this bill.
Okay, so could you elaborate a little bit on that?
I think it's pretty simple, Senator. If you like to eat, you like to have food prices that are reasonable, then you'd vote for this bill. I mean, I know that they're coming out with some 3D paper burgers and things like that that people may want to try, but if you like real food, if you like beef, if you like pork, if you like chicken, if you like turkey, support this bill.
You know, so I remember being down in in Arkansas, and this woman, she said, she said most people that come from the cities, they vegans. So what if you're a vegan?
What if I was vegan?
Would I still save money on food costs? What if I don't eat meat?
Yes.
I still would save?
Still support this bill even if you're a vegan.
Okay. So, what do you think is the holdup? What's the problem?
That's the million-dollar question, Senator.
Yeah, you haven't heard anything from anybody?
I have not been actively involved in the negotiations.
I mean, you're usually pretty informed around these issues, Senator. I'm usually able to count on you around this time on what's happening and
verdict.
So, you don't know anything.
I don't have any information to give you, Senator.
Okay, Mr. President.
Senator from the 14th.
Can I inquire of the Senator from 5th?
Senator from the 5th District. Senator from the 5th, you yield to an inquiry from your colleague of the 14th district.
Absolutely.
She does. Proceed.
How are you doing, Senator?
I'm fantastic. Senator, how are you?
I'm good. You know, you got me over here fired up and ready to go.
You fired up, ready to go?
I'm fired up and ready to go.
Oh, absolutely, man. Hey, you know, the bottom line is this here, is that I'm sure what you are more concerned about than ever before is local control, right?
Yeah, well, what I'm concerned about is I sense some uncertainty, a little unreadiness around this bill. It seems like folks are split in several different directions around this, and I'm just trying to come to a consensus because I really don't really know where anybody is on this bill, what we're doing. Are we working towards a solution? Are we just going to hang out all day?
We're going to hang out all day to the next morning.
I mean, that's okay.
And I'm okay with that, you know? I mean, my energy level is at from 0 to 100. So I'm cool, you know. I don't have a problem with being here for the next 5 hours. Matter of fact, I can do the next 6 hours alone by myself because I'll be putting my material together here. I haven't even started my, look at this. So I have material. So let me tell you how I do my filibusters. So I go look at the different chapters in which that's going to be impact. I'm not telling my strategies, nope. But I still have all of this here that I haven't even started on. This is all articles. I keep my articles for last.
Okay.
But I ask questions, so this is how it goes. This is how it goes here. This is what I did. So I ask questions, right? And then I offer an amendment. And then I talk about the amendment.
Okay.
And then I inquire of people that want to know about my amendment.
How many quorum calls did you...
Oh, so you don't even know about quorum calls. Let me tell you something.
No, I mean,
when I was in the House, I tell this story all the time. When I was in the House, I was elected in 2000. Let me tell you how I got elected. You want to know that?
Sure.
So let me tell you what happened. So I was an activist before I was a state rep. And I was an entrepreneur before I was an activist. So I owned and operated a bookstore in the city of St. Louis. It was the first African-American female bookstore in the city of St. Louis, right? So I have this really pretty, elaborate bookstore with parquet wood and a nice, you know, law desk with like these laid-back chairs, six of them. Parquet wood and everything, and I had my...
Did you like those incense?
Like the incense all the time. I still like
incense. I know you did.
And I had my bookshelves built from scratch.
I bet you said it.
And that was oak wood.
Oak wood.
Yeah, and everything. And so what happened was I owned and operated a bookstore for 10 years. 10 years I did that. I woke up from 9 o'clock in the morning to 9 p.m. at night. I had to do that because that's my business. And I did that every day, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week for 10 years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then what had happened was Amazon.com hit the scene.
Okay.
And so Amazon started selling these books that I was selling, which was hardback books. They were selling hardback books. You can get 5 for $30 to $40. And my one hardback was $25. And they had really, I mean, this giants, and matter of fact, this is a direct correlation of what's happening here. And I didn't even think about it until the conversation we're having. So you had this giant,
mm-hmm.
which was Amazon.com. They were giving out, they were selling books, 5 books for $25. Well, my one hardback book cost $25.
Oh.
And I couldn't compete with them. And so it got so bad, where one day, and I really haven't told this story before, it got so bad where one day I was putting myself to... preparing myself to go to my bookstore at 9 o'clock, so I was around 8 o'clock, and I can walk a distance from my bookstore, or I can drive a distance from my bookstore, or half a distance from my bookstore. And so it was one winter day where I had got out of my house. I went to my car, about to go to my bookstore, and it was 20 below. And I went and I started up my car. I had a Ford Edge at the time. I started up my car.
Okay.
And I realized that I had left my electric bill on my table.
Right.
I left my electric bill on the table. And I was like, wow, I need to go back and get that. And so... me being who I am, spontaneous, you know, daredevil, I left my keys in the car so I can stay warm. I keep the car warm up. And I ran in the house. And it wasn't even 2-3 seconds. I don't even think it was minutes. I ran in my house, grabbed the electrical bill off the table, and... went back outside. You can't fill a buster with water. Don't ask for no water. And so I said I went outside. I was like, "Where's my car?" My car wasn't there, Senator.
Wow.
It was a Ford Edge, a hatchback, cream.
I need to pull that Ford Edge up. What year was it?
Yeah, what? Ford Edge. I'm like...
What year?
It was 2007 or 8 or 9, one of those. And so I said, maybe my eyes is playing tricks on me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if I walk back in the house and come back out, my car will be there. And my car wasn't there. And it was 20 degrees. My car wasn't there. And I was all sad and everything. And I went to my bookstore. And when I went to my bookstore and I called the insurance company, because I was struggling because Amazon was like taking over. But when I went to the bookstore and I called my insurance company and they said, your insurance just lapped a week ago.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, if I can't keep my insurance up, owning and operating a bookstore, why do I need to have this bookstore? You know?
Yeah, full coverage?
Yeah, and it lapped. And I'm like, if I can't keep that up, why do I need to be in this business? So I picked up the phone, and I called a dear friend of mine that was in the book industry as well. And his name was Marcus. The bookstore was Ujamaa on Manchester and Tower Road.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
So I called Ujamaa. I called Marcus. I said, Marcus, man, listen, I don't want to be in this business anymore. I said, can you purchase my bookstore for me? Because, I had 10 years in. So I had clientele.
You had a base.
Yeah, I had clientele. I had supplies. So I had a little equity there. And so he said, yeah. So he bought the bookstore for me and everything. He kept the name. And I went off to do other things like consultant work, Nasheed and Associates. It was me and my best friend, Eric Vickers, at the time. We did Nasheed and Associates, and we would help African-American business owners get their minority certification for the city and the county, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's all we did was help African Americans become certified in the city and the county. And so, make a long story short, so I sold the bookstores to him and whatnot. I got out of the business. I opened up Nasheed and Associates while still being an activist. But guess what? My best friend who purchased the store for me, he went to Africa. 2 months after he purchased the store. And came home. And he was a young dude, you know. And matter of fact, we grew up in the projects together. He came home, and he didn't get his shots before he went over to Africa. You know, he didn't get his shots or whatnot.
Well, that was around then. That's when they had what, like Ebola? Call it malaria.
Malaria. And so he came home and everything, man. And I was so sad because he was a good dude, peaceful guy. I mean, very conscious, active in the Afrocentric community, wanted black people to know who they were, love where they come from, and just have a sense of culture and blackness. And he was that dude, you know. His name was Marcus, he owned Ujamaa, and he purchased my store for me. And he came back home from Africa after purchasing my store for 2 months, and he died.
Wow. And, you know, and I'm sure that was difficult for you, but
I haven't even talked about this story in a long time. I don't even why am I talking about this story? I haven't talked about this story in a long time. How do we get here?
Well, I mean, it's not about how we got there, but I will tell you that it was I understood. I took a couple things away from that story, but you know, it's neat to just see how another business owner felt the importance and the need to support you, and I'm confident that I mean, it benefited him by buying the bookstore, but I'm sure he also did it just because he felt like it was going to be a good investment and a way to support you as well, right? Nothing. So where are we going with this? Do you think, I mean, is they working on a deal? Is it, are we going to get this finalized? Or, I mean, people are going to be confused by the...
I'm done.
People are going to be confused by the pictures because Harrison will be here in a couple hours and he'll take more photos.
The Senator, I'm done.
Mr. President, I didn't know you can do that, but okay. It's all right. I mean, that's cool to know. I'm going to do that too. Could I inquire of you, please?
State your inquiry.
Did you tell me what just happened?
The senator from the 5th unengaged in the inquiry and debate with you.
And you can do that, right? Or not?
It technically can be done. Yeah, you just witnessed it. Senator, who would you like to inquire of now?
Had it not been 6:30 in the morning, would the senator from the 5th maybe been gaveled? Or
no, that is not a violation of the rules.
Fully legal.
That's legal.
Oh wow. Okay. Good stuff.
You might remember that if you're ever being inquired by the senator from Cape Girardeau and you just want to drop your mic, you can just walk away.
I mean, that's awesome. I mean, I didn't know you could do it in that fashion, but that's cool. That's
okay. I wouldn't suggest it as a pattern.
Well, I would probably at least say bye or later. Or...
Senator, who would you like to inquire of other than the chair?
President, may I inquire of... I'd be here by now, actually. Senator from the 18th.
Senator from the 18th district is not in the chamber.
Mr. President,
Senator from the 14th.
Before we go any further, we may have jumped to a conclusion. Can I inquire of the senator from the 5th? I thought she left, but...
Senator of the 5th district, do you yield to an inquiry? She does proceed.
You know, the scary part about it is, like, she left as, like, one person, and I feel like she just came back as another person. I don't know if I should be scared, because it was like she left, and then she came back, and she said, I do.
I apologize for abruptly ending your inquiry, so.
Oh, Senator, it's okay. Anything that you want, I'm completely fine with.
No, it's just like.
You, anything you want.
I don't know if it's the early mornings that's making me emotional or the conversation that you took me back, which I haven't even revisited in over, I would say, approximately 10 years.
Wow.
About, you know, my friend who was a good guy. Went to Africa, came back, and caught the disease, malaria. So the same guy that was willing to purchase my bookstore for me when I was tired of it, and I couldn't handle it anymore. Oh, but at any rate, yeah, so what do you want to talk about, Senator?
Well, I will. I want to talk about...
That was a little deep for me, though.
Yeah, and Senator, I respect that, and I understand that, and, you know, that story only enlightened me and reminded me on how resilient of a person you are.
I have a lot of good stories. I mean, different stories, you know, that makes me who I am.
But, you know, we all have people that are important to us and that have been there for us, and we've lost people. And I want you to know that
I think...
I said I want you to know that it was just another indication and reminder of your resilience as a person, Senator.
Well, thanks for acknowledging that. Now move on. What are we talking about now?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about these CAFOs.
Talk about the bill or something. Don't talk about me and my resilience. I'll be fine.
So tell me about the CAFOs. I mean, so why are you in support or not in support of this bill?
Oh, the CAFO?
Mm-hmm.
I've been dealing with this fight for a long time. I have served here for 13 years now. Probably one of the longest serving senators in this chamber, with exception of Kiki and, Senator.
Senator from the 5th, we do not refer to other senators by name, only by their district number.
Thanks for gaveling me. I appreciate you. The senator from the, is that the 9th?
Hey, Senator.
The senator from Kansas City?
She's from the 9th.
Senator from the 9th?
But Senator, could you do me one favor?
The senator from the 7th. I think we're the longest standing senators in this chamber. We're like
what about
seniority.
What about Senator from the 13th?
13th. I think she came. Did she come with us or after us?
Came with you.
I'm talking about overall.
I don't know. How long did she serve in the
House? I serve all close to 14.
How long did she serve in the House?
Maybe we can ask her.
I think both of you have been here the same amount of time.
Hey, what?
But, Senator, I need you to do me a favor. I got to inquire of another senator. Do you mind if I inquire of someone else? Because I have to ask him a question.
Well, you asked me to come back here. I wanted to tell you about my first quorum, my quorum call in the House.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go. I'm ready then. Tell me about it.
So what happened was I was a freshman. It was 2007. My good friend, Timmy. You know Timmy?
Yes.
Timmy? Who do we call Timmy?
Timmy.
What's his last name? Timmy Jones. Tim Jones.
Yep.
So Tim Jones, that was my classmate. So Tim and I, we came in together, whatnot. And at that time, it was Rod Jatton, Tilly, and whatnot. And so Timmy, we call him Timmy. So Timmy, they let Timmy, as a freshman, go up on a dais. Okay? So Timmy's on a dais. I'm sitting here by myself alone on the floor. And I think at that time, Rod Jatton had this little spot across from the governor's mat, the governor's office. It was a little vault where everybody used to hang out at. You know the vault? Are you familiar with the vault?
Yeah, yes.
So everybody used to hang out there and they polka and pool, exercise, whatnot. And it says you can do this at your own risk. So you can lift weights at your own risk. It said no risk to the state. And so everybody used to hang out there. So anyway, I'm on the floor, and it's me and Timmy up there, and I'm reading the rules book, like this same book right here. So I'm reading the rules book or whatnot, and I'm like, dang, the essence of a quorum. So I said, I looked at it and I read it. It was just one paragraph. I read it and everything. I looked around. Like I'm doing now. Mr. President, it's like this.
Senator from the 5th?
I noticed the absence of a quorum.
An absence of a quorum has been noted. Sergeant of Arms, please summon the Missouri Senate. quorum has been established. Senators, please proceed.
So, Senator, the story that I was telling you about, the whole quorum situation on the House side, Senator from the 34th reminded me that we didn't have a president there. We had a speaker. And so he told me that, hey, it wasn't the president, it was a speaker. But so you had Timmy. So Timmy calls his quorum just like I did. And all these people came in. And the speaker, which was Rod Jetton at the time, he stormed the dais while little Timmy, the little freshman, was there. And the little freshman, myself, was like calling the quorum. And he said, and he looked out. And he looked at Timmy and he said, what is going on? And then he looked and said, who called that quorum? And you know, in the House, you know, Democrats, that's a no-no. That's a no-no. That's like a taboo. Mm-hmm. You can't call no quorum in the House. No way, Jose. You do that, you're going to be punished. You ain't going to never get to speak on the floor. And so Speaker looked at me and he said, don't you ever do that again. And I looked at him, I was like, whatever, dude, to myself, you know, and everything. And I did it like once or twice. And then after that, he punished me. I was punished. So everybody would want to get up and speak and whatnot. And, you know, in the House, they're like, they're uncouth. You know, they don't roll the way we roll. You know, we like high school, we like college. You know, that, you know, we have a little more decorum up in here, you know. They be hollering and fussing and hooping up at each other and stuff like that. So he told me that he wasn't gonna acknowledge me anymore. So I started to get on the desk and get high and jump up on the desk or whatnot. You know, because we was at, I call that the animal house anyway. So I said, I might as well act like an animal. So I said, I'll get on the desk and shout and wave and make sure he acknowledged me. Because, you know, it's the animal house over there. Mm-hmm. And so I said, no, I'm not going to do that, Senator. I said, I'm not going to do that. I said, you know, he don't want to acknowledge me. I said, I'm going to pull him offline so we can have this conversation. We had a great conversation offline and everything was fantastic afterwards. We was the best of friends. And we got a lot of things done together. And 2 years later, I was the only Democrat to have my own committee. And then...
what committee was that?
It was Urban Affairs. And then Ron Richards came after him, Rod Jetton. And he gave me an interim committee that I was chairing up. And it was trying to get young African-Americans had dropped out of the system, back into the system. So I was a chair of the interim committee for dropout recovery throughout the state of Missouri. Wow. And I was running things, you know, and everything. And I had after that, I had my chairmanship for Urban Affairs. And then after that, I was the only African-American, with the exception of one, that had a office on the third floor. You know, I'm just making things happen around here.
You're making power moves.
Yeah, not even selling my soul to the devil.
You wouldn't even, I mean, from the
you don't
sound
even
of
know,
this.
You don't even know from which I've come, do you?
I mean, well, from the sound of that story, I'm surprised that you...
I mean, and then all those players, they gone now.
Why'd you even leave the house?
I wish all the people there. That I came up with, I wish they were still here because they're like balanced type people. They're not extremist. You know, they get things done.
I mean, you got
you know, like
them.
Dill, that was my guy. You know, Dill, I call him, you know, he overthinks shit. Oh. Sorry. It's getting late. I'm sorry, Senator. But
Mr. President.
Yeah, I'm done.
Can I inquire the Senator from the 4th, please?
Senator from the 4th District. Not appear to be in the chamber. Sergeant of Arms, please summon the Senator from the 4th. Senator from the 14th, while you're holding the floor, you should remain at your desk. Senator from the 5th.
Absent of a quorum.
An absence of a quorum has been noted. Sergeant of Arms, please summon the Missouri Senate. Senator from the 14th, we are in the middle of establishing a quorum. Quorum has been established, Senator. Senator from the 14th, we are still trying to locate the senator from the 4th. Would you like to change your inquiry?
Yes, Mr. President. If I can inquire the senator from the 23rd.
Senator from the 23rd District of St. Charles County is in the chamber. Senator from the 23rd, do you yield to an inquiry from your colleague of the 14th district?
I do, Mr. President.
He does. Proceed.
How are you, Senator?
Hey, Senator, good morning.
Good morning. Did you have breakfast yet?
I have not had breakfast. I had a couple breath mints. That's about it. But I see the sun has come up. The sun has risen.
Yeah, I'm not near a window, but I would have liked to see the sun come up if I was up, at least. So I just wanted to inquire of you and see if you could give me an update on what's going on, because I'm not 100% sure what's happening.
I actually have not been in... I have not been part of the negotiations at this point, so I... Unfortunately, Senator, I don't have much of an update to offer you. I see the Senator from Boone making his way around the front of the chamber. He might actually have a better update than I do.
So I have nothing?
The update I have is that the St. Louis Blues won 4-3 last night.
I know.
And I got to see most of that game thanks to this debate.
So tell me, speaking of the Blues, and the Cardinals won also.
They did.
Cardinals 6-3. Blues won. Oh, man, that's a great day in Missouri.
It's a great day in Missouri. Great day in Missouri, Senator.
Great day in Missouri. So what does that make the series now? 3-2?
2-1.
2-1?
2-1.
2-1?
2-1.
Okay.
And Senator, I'm happy to answer the questions forthly. I don't have an update for you. I don't. I probably don't want to stall debate really much too much more on this, but it's Senator, I can see the sun coming up.
You know, you've been a good friend to me, so I will defer to that. And I appreciate you at least giving me an update and letting me know that I'm not in this alone in terms of not knowing what's going on. So,
well,
okay, Mr. President,
Senator from the 14th.
Well, if I may, can I inquire of the senator from the 6th or from Cole?
Senator from Cole, do you yield to an inquiry?
Yes, Mr. President.
He does. Proceed.
How are you, Senator?
Good.
So I'm currently making my rounds, trying to figure out if there's anybody in the chamber that know what's going on. Do you have any updates or any, do you know what's happening?
We have the senator from the 24th is working on an amendment.
Okay. But, I mean, I understand that part. But, I mean, are we making progress or is it pretty much a done deal and it's a waiting game or...
I would say we're making progress.
We are making progress. Okay. All right, good. Happy to hear that. So, I mean, how important is this bill to you, Senator?
Me?
Yes.
I think it's important for the whole state and the majority of this body.
Okay. All right, I'm just trying to get an understanding. I stressed this before. I don't have any CAFOs in my district, so, you know, I want to make sure I have a clear understanding and be able to make an educated decision. Educated decision on what, how this impacts the state or how it benefits the state by having local control or not having local control. I know you've been talking about it all night and all morning and potentially all day. Could you enlighten me on, I mean, the friction or why it wouldn't be productive or unproductive for local government to handle CAFOs in their respective communities?
Enlighten you on the friction?
Yes.
I don't think I've been causing
somebody blowing me up on Twitter, and someone said, hold on, Unmonitored waste, a better phrase than a question mark. And then they said, somebody said, I know there's a disagreement on the issue, but to the point of filibustering. Someone sent me that on Twitter. How would you respond to that?
I haven't been filibustering.
That was a good one. Oh man, that was a good one. Okay, so what's the resolution? Do you have a solution?
The one solution would be that we vote. Everybody stops talking and we vote.
Okay. If we were to go to a vote right now, would... I don't know if I want to ask that question.
Really? You wanted to do that?
No, I don't know if I want to do
that's
that.
That's an option.
I'm not sure. You know, because it's one of those things where... It's
what?
One of those things where I don't feel like anyone has given me a clear perspective from both sides. I feel like it's just like, hey, I think it should be DNR. Hey, I think it should be local control. Why? Because?
Well, I think it should be DNR because they have the scientists and the biologists and the expertise, and they do this stuff every day. The people in the counties don't necessarily have these... necessarily have the experts in their counties.
Gotcha. So...
So now are you satisfied?
Almost, Senator.
Almost satisfied? All right. What
so
else do you want?
But we are making progress. I mean, you're helping now. You really are helping me. So the counties do not have the capacity to regulate CAFOs.
I'm not saying every county does, but I'd say the majority of them don't know.
Okay. So, would it be helpful if it maybe limited to certain counties?
30 counties?
No, to certain counties. Like, the counties, I mean, well, I guess, would it even be a way to find out what counties don't have the, do or do not have the capacity to regulate CAFOs?
No, I mean, you know, we had somebody from Adair County said that he was knowledgeable and he could do it. And then we had somebody else from Adair County that said they weren't knowledgeable and they couldn't do it. So, you know, there's not even agreement in counties necessarily.
Okay. And I assume majority, if not all of your constituents, are in support of DNR regulating CAFOs in your district?
I mean, I've had people that aren't in favor of this, too. Some were constituents. Most of them weren't my constituents. I've had emails from all over the state.
I appreciate that response as well, Senator. Thank you for that. So I'll tell you what. I'm more interested in figuring out a solution to this. So I'm going to kind of just hang out a little bit until we figure out what's going to happen. And if you could, I'm going to inquire of someone else, but if you don't mind talking with the senator from the 24th and kind of seeing what's going on with that. And
okay.
I'll appreciate that if you could do that for me.
All right.
Thank you, Senator. I appreciate it. Thank you for your time. Mr. President.
Senator from the 14th.
Man, you would think I'd drink coffee from the stance of this deal here. I don't even drink coffee. I'm drinking water, though. Can I inquire of the senator from... I love her so much, I can't do it. Sorry. I didn't say anything. Not yet. Can I inquire of the senator from... The senator from Andrew County.
The senator from Andrew County has just entered the chamber. He seems thrilled at the thought of an inquiry. He's used to that tonight, Senator.
You know what, Mr. President? I'm not going to hold the Senator from Andrew accountable for this inquiry. Is it okay if I inquire of someone else?
Yes, you may change your inquiry.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Request.
I appreciate your patience during this time. I mean, this is a rare time. If possible, could I inquire of the senator from Barton?
The senator from Barton is eagerly approaching his desk. Senator from Barton County, do you yield to an inquiry from your colleague of the 14th District of St. Louis County?
I do, Mr. President.
He does. Proceed.
How you doing, Senator?
Good evening. Good evening. Good morning.
Good morning.
Fine. Fine.
Good afternoon here, Sean.
How can I help you?
Thank you for taking time out to take my inquiry. And I figure since no one wants to talk about CAFOs, I don't really know what side they're on. I figure you can tell me more about the substitute that's going to come up in government reform today, maybe, if we get there.
But it's got a number of things in it. Did you get a chance to look through it?
Not completely. That's why I figured this would be a good opportunity to discuss it. Do you have it on hand or?
I don't. It's probably back in my office, so I didn't bring it down.
Okay.
There's a number of tort reform issues that we've heard and voted out of government reform
right
earlier in the session.
Okay. You know, I just wanted to kind of, you know, just make sure I was clear on some of the details. And
sure.
I feel like that'll just help the committee hearing go a little smoother. And
yeah, we may be able to just recess, have committee, and come back.
I mean, sure. Well, after we go through this substitute, and then we can do it. How was your weekend?
Say it again, Senator. I'm sorry.
How was your weekend?
I was busy. Had some engagements this weekend. A couple of speaking events, and that takes a little preparation time as well as travel time.
It does. You know, I had some speaking engagements and quite a few events in my district, but you know, I think about your district and others, and I become a little bit more appreciative or grateful, because it probably takes me about nonstop from north to south or south to north in my district. It'll probably take about 25 minutes, maybe 30.
Sure.
Drive, if that, maybe 20 minutes, I guess, to drive through my district from the southern tip to the northern tip.
Right.
And for you to travel through your district from east to west, how long would that take?
East to west isn't too bad. It's probably 45 minutes. North to south is probably a little over 2 hours, 2 hours and 15 minutes.
2 hours, 15, north and south? Wow. So were you going north and south this weekend?
I did.
Oh, wow. Tell me about the speaking engagements. You know, I'm going to come to your district, so I need to plan a weekend that you have a speaking engagement.
Right.
Or a day you have one. What'd you talk about?
It depends on which event. I was speaking to a Republican women's group. They had a district meeting in my district, and the other one was I'm a Gideon, and I was giving a Gideon report in a small church there in the district.
Excuse me for 1 second, President.
Senator from the 14th.
Having a difficult time hearing the senator from Barton.
if the members and staff could keep their conversations to a minimum or take them in the side galleries, the senator from the 14th district, who had even a hard time of anybody agreeing to be inquired by him, is having a hard time hearing the person who has agreed to inquire by him. Please continue.
Thank you, Mr. President. That was quite the fashionable.
You might want to inquire the senator from the first. He might have an update for you.
Wow. Man, you know, inquiries are very difficult to come by around this time of the day. I mean, okay. You know, I do want to make one note, and please note this, Senator. It's going to be a day that, you know, we'll be doing what you have to do. And I may be sitting in my normal spot over there. And I might just look like I don't, just probably shouldn't be bothered. I'd like for you to keep that, keep some thoughtfulness to me for that. Mr. President.
Senator from the 14th.
May I inquire of the senator from the 1st?
Senator from the 1st district does not appear to be in the chamber. Sergeant of Arms, please summon the senator from the 1st district. Senator from the 14th.
May I inquire, please, of the senator from the 18th, my favorite senator from the 18th.
Senator from Shelby County, do you yield to an inquiry from your colleague of the 14th district?
I do.
She does. Proceed.
How are you doing, Senator?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Senator?
Good. How are you feeling?
Good.
I can smell you all the way over here. You have on some good lotion or something,
well,
hand lotion
you.
Or something. What kind of hand lotion is that?
I don't have on hand lotion.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, smell like hand lotion. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Are you rested?
Yeah.
How many hours of sleep did you get?
How what?
How many hours of sleep did you get?
Not very many.
What's
How
not?
Many did you get?
None at all.
None?
None at all.
So.
What's the secret?
I'm guessing that all the information about safety and environment, that didn't go anywhere, huh?
No, you calculated it perfect. You calculated it perfect. You knew that nothing was going to go anywhere when you left, and you knew nothing was going anywhere when you came back.
I am surprised at the degree of interest in an area where none of you live. This is how we'll solve that, is when you come to visit me.
Yes, I'm looking forward to coming to visit you.
Oh, I can take you around and show you that how important this is to our area.
So, you know, I tell you what I'm going to do, Senator, if you don't mind. I agree with you. You know, it's important to understand exactly what's happening in your district, and I trust your judgment. We have a really good relationship, and I think we work really well together, and we do a good job of listening to each other. So,
well, you know, I want to understand your district, and I want you to understand ours.
Well, I will understand yours. So what I'm going to do is, if possible, step off the floor and take in consideration of where you're coming from and try to figure out a middle ground with this, because I do think it's important that being someone who doesn't have a CAFO in my district, I respect that. So let me explore that, and if you don't mind, holding the floor and inquiring and seeing what's going on, because a lot's been happening since you were gone. So if possible, I would like to inquire of the Senator. Mr. President.
Senator from the 14th.
May I inquire of the Senator from 24th, please?
Senator from the 24th, you yield to an inquiry. She does proceed.
Senator, I think it's some other senators that would like to talk to you about your amendment, and I'd like to step over to the side and read it off the floor. Is that okay?
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you so much for joining in and holding the floor for such a long period of time while we worked some of these things through. I appreciate
Absolutely.
That.
I believe in compromises, and I believe in finding solutions, and I hope that's where we are now.
Well, we're a tiny bit closer to that.
That's so. Kind of like The Price is Right. I mean, everybody should be a winner. Okay. Thank you, Senator. Is it okay if I leave?
Yes. Thank you very much for asking.
Thank you.
Mr. President.
Senator from the 24th.
Mr. President, I have an amendment.
Amendment forward.
Thank you. It has been distributed. I move for a waiver of the reading, and I ask for its adoption.
Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted. You've indicated it's being distributed. You've moved for its adoption. Senator, would you care to explain your amendment?
Certainly. So this amendment deals with a part of our statute that doesn't currently address CAFOs and the waste that comes from export-only CAFOs. This, I want to talk about this amendment a little bit, and it's certainly not a panacea, and it certainly doesn't help overcome the big problem I have with local control that is at the heart of this legislation. And it certainly doesn't allow those 20 or so counties in the state who have their own more specific, more stringent ordinances in place to maintain those ordinances. So I'm disappointed that we weren't able to come to a compromise on that. But what this amendment does is it deals with those export-only CAFOs and applies some rules to them, because currently there were no rules around how they apply the waste. They were applying it and can apply it right up to the property lines of homes and water sources and communities. So what this amendment does is it takes those export-only CAFOs and takes the byproducts that they're using, or the product, the manure, the liquefied manure that is coming from those CAFOs and is being purchased by or received by a third party, and then is being surface applied by that third party, and create some setbacks, so some buffers away from the water supply, away from the property line, so that we can try to put into place reasonable buffers so that this manure is not traveling in areas into other areas where it shouldn't be. It, for violators of these rules, it puts into place the same violations as any CAFO who is violating the law and ends up polluting an area that it should not, and ends up polluting an area. This is something that we have gone back and forth on and worked hard to try to get the language just right. Again, what it does is creates a buffer between where this liquefied manure is applied on the surface and neighboring properties and drinking water, as well as neighboring streams. It ain't perfect. I mean, the bill. The amendments, you know, pretty good. But I am happy to answer and address any questions about it. And with that, Mr. President, I renew my motion.
The senator from the 24th District has moved that Senate Amendment Number 12 to the Senate substitute to Senate Bill Number 391 be adopted. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Cole.
Can I inquire of the senator from the 24th, please?
Senator from the 24th, do you yield to an inquiry?
Does I have my morning nap? Yes, no, I will do that now.
She delightfully does, Senator. Please proceed.
Thank you for taking my inquiry.
Certainly.
And you have worked hard. I say that you really have worked hard on this amendment. And this is one thing in some of the emails that I got that people were concerned about, you know, not having any rules on the export-only part of these operations. And this gives them some of the setbacks that we have with the other, you know, if you're not doing the export only, if you're applying it on your own property or on your neighbor's property. So I think it looks good. I think I can agree with everything on this amendment.
Thank Great. I appreciate that. And I know that you know that we've all worked hard to get to a point where we could find something that we could agree upon.
All right. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the adoption motion offered by the senator of the 24th District? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from the 24th District renews her motion that Senate Amendment Number 12 to the Senate substitute for Senate Bill Number 391 be adopted. All those opinion that motion shall prevail signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment Number 12. We are back on the Senate substitute adoption motion offered by the senator from Cole County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator from Cole, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from Cole County renews his motion that the Senate substitute be adopted. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the Senate substitute. Senator from Cole, you are now recognized for the perfection motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator, would you renew your motion for perfection in printing?
All right. Thank you, Mr. President. I would renew my motion for the perfection and printing of Senate Bill 391.
The senator from Cole County has renewed his motion that the Senate substitute, as amended, for Senate Bill 391 be perfected and ordered printed. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator from Cole, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Cole County renews his motion that the Senate substitute for Senate Bill 391 be perfected and ordered printed. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have perfected and ordered printed the Senate substitute for Senate Bill 391, the senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be announcements. Senator from Barton County.
Your Committee on Government Reform will meet at 12 noon today in Senate Committee Room 2.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements?
President.
Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, and Resolutions and Ethics will meet at 1 p.m. in SCR 2.
Further announcements? Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 2 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until 1400 this day, Tuesday, April 30th, 2019 AD.